Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. We're talking about Southwest Michigan. Weekday morning, 6 till 9 on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:11 on Taking the Lead. It's Monday, July 1st, 2019. Glad you could join us this morning. And it is time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. And joining us live this morning via the telephone, Mr. Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales. Good morning, Cameron. How are you doing?
Good morning, Ray. Doing well. Thankful summer has finally arrived.
Yeah. The warmth is finally here. And with the warmth, it's got people on thinking about, maybe it's time to start that shopping for a new home. And there's a lot of things to consider when you're shopping for a new home, right?
You bet, Ray. There's a lot of different things that we talk about as far as getting pre-qualified and, some of the pieces of the mortgage process. But today I wanted to touch on things that are kind of above and beyond, the pre-qualification, above and beyond things that you might consider on a normal basis when you're shopping for a home.
So a few things to consider, though. Sometimes they can be a little exhilarating, and for some maybe even, I don't know, is the word terrifying, does that seem to fit for some people maybe?
it all depends on your scenario. It depends on, whether or not you've done this before, because the first time can definitely be exhilarating and terrifying, like you said, at the same time. But the point of me sharing this today is some other things to consider to stay ahead of surprises by doing your homework first.
Okay, so what would be some of those recommendations then, Cameron?
Well, to start things off, as always, make sure that you meet with a mortgage lender to get pre-qualified. You want to make sure that you're doing this before you start looking for a home so that you don't miss out on the right house for you, because sometimes you may not be expecting to fall in love with this house or, the neighborhood, the yard, whatever it is about the home that draws you to it. But being well prepared to make an offer is the main key.
So what you're saying, though, is so you find something and you're not pre-qualified, and what you're possibly saying is the house could probably sell or could sell before you become even pre-qualified. So you don't want to get your hopes up either, right?
Exactly. And most of the time, especially if you're working with, a local realtor, they're going to want to get you pre-qualified before you make that offer, because it actually strengthens your offer when you're, making that initial agreement with the seller.
So then another thing to consider, as you mentioned, would be like maybe your current utility costs as we're getting into air conditioning season. If you're up, upgrading to a bigger place, those are some things to consider as well.
Yeah, consider your current utility costs. If you're thinking about buying a larger home, what's the monthly budget going to look like if you're heating or cooling a larger area? What's the source of the heat source or the cooling source? Is the equipment at the property fairly new, or is it in need of repair? Because a lot of the times, here, especially recently, we keep getting more efficient. You see these high efficiency air conditioning units, high efficiency furnaces. Well, even something, 12 years old or even 15 years old could be drastically different if it hasn't been replaced or hasn't had a tune-up in quite some time. So if you're looking at older equipment, it might be a good idea to request an energy bill recap from the last 12 months to make sure you kind of get an idea of what the average monthly costs are going to be. Because sometimes the utility company can provide that directly to the homeowner, the current homeowner, right upon request.
And sometimes when you're looking at a new home, if fortunate enough to find one that's got a swimming pool, that looks rather inviting, but that could be a shocker as well if you've never owned one before, right?
Well, it's we're talking about unknown costs, so when you're looking at a property, is there anything new to you that you maybe haven't dealt with before? Like a pool, maybe you haven't owned a home with a pool before. If you're considering a home with a pool, make sure you do some research on the annual cost of maintaining a pool, because I can tell you I have a pool in my backyard, and it can add up very, very quickly. So you have to budget for it. You have to make sure that, you know, that you're looking at those unforeseen costs when you're making that offer on that home to make sure that it fits within your budget.
So then kind of going back to what you were talking about with the heating and cooling source, or like you said, some unknown cost or things, the best thing to do is probably just to get a good home inspection and have them check out everything to make sure so there are no surprises, right?
Exactly, Ray. I mean, it is an additional cost that you have up front, but it kind of offers an unbiased opinion. And the home inspector's job is to come in and, you know, basically test everything for you. You might find something that you may have missed during your initial walkthrough. They may teach you something new that you didn't notice before, or they might find something that's in need of repair. So it's always, it could be a good investment for you.
Yeah, I mean, a good investment. So like you said, no surprises when you get in there and realize that, wow, you know, that water heater really is a lot older than I thought. And you start getting a bunch of people showering or something. It's not keeping up. Now you've got this additional expense right away as soon as you get in there to try to do that. But just look at any updates. So you get that home inspection and they recommend a few things. So you want to consider any updates that you might want to, make along the way as well, and how much those are going to cost.
Well, and the home inspection can kind of help you, you know, work with your realtor when you're making that first initial, you know, offer or adjustment to your offer. But something else to consider is any updates that you think that the home may need before placing that offer. You know, maybe you're looking at the appliances and they look a little tired. You know, that's a nice word for saying that they are old and maybe they need, you know, maybe you prefer an ice maker or, you know, water on the front of your fridge. Maybe you're looking at the condition of something, you know, like a roof. A roof is basically your first line of defense against water, against, you know, ice, snow, wind, hail. If the roof is in disrepair, you might want to consider that before you make an offer. How long is, you know, what's the remaining life on this roof? A lot of these things can be pointed out in the home inspection, but you have to basically formulate a game plan of what do I want and what am I going to be able to do, you know, within the first 1, 2, 3 years. Or maybe you're lucky enough that you don't have to do anything. You know, it's completely turnkey and you can just move in. So considering some of those things as you're looking at your budget, your monthly budget, and trying to figure out how am I going to make this happen, and then doing it a once-over again at the end is probably the best advice that we could give.
So, and a little bit of a sidebar question to that. By the way, talking with Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales with United Federal Credit Union, wanted to ask if, okay, so say the house, the home you're looking to purchase does need a new roof, and the owner's like, yeah, you know, that's the price, we're going to sell it as is, and you know a new roof is going to be, you know, $10,000, $15,000, whatever it would be. Is that something that you could roll into the mortgage so that you could get it done shortly after or not? I'm not quite sure about that.
Well, there are different options, you know, for doing that. There's a couple different options that are available, you know, to do that. I would say most of the time that's probably not going to be an option.
Okay.
As far as rolling it into the mortgage, there's different things and different levers that you can use, mostly, you know, with the initial funding. We'll call it an escrow holdback. You know, that's some industry terminology there for you.
Sure.
But most of the time, you know, you're looking to negotiate or, you know, using your realtor to negotiate either on the price or, you know, getting that repaired prior to your mortgage.
That makes sense. Yeah, absolutely. So, but basically, United Federal Credit Union's, you know, really there to help you navigate your all aspects of your home purchase, and that's good to know. It helps people sleep at night. Now, we've got a lender spotlight though that we want to highlight this week, right?
Yeah, I wanted to highlight our mortgage advisor. His name's Roger Majenko. He's out of our Stevensville location on Cleveland Road, right in front of Martin's in Stevensville.
All right.
He can be reached at 269-985-1501.
985-1501. Stop by and see Roger, or stop by any location, right? So to find out more information about what we talked about this morning, Cameron, or if you've got any questions, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
Best way to find your local advisor, because we have local advisors all over Southwest Michigan, is go to unitedfcu.com/mortgage, and you'll find a local advisors page for folks that are right here in your community.
All right. Always some good advice, Cameron. Always good to talk to you. Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales with United Federal Credit Union. And that's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday, July the 1st, 2019. Cameron, have yourself a great week. Stay cool and have a fantastic 4th of July, my friend.
Thanks. You as well, Ray.